I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. There's likely to be a surprising cast of characters in downtown Albuquerque the weekend of June 27th. Blood-oozing zombies might be there, a dragon or two, and a wide variety of alien life forms. One of the Southwest's largest celebrations of pop culture and comic book culture, the fourth annual Albuquerque Comic Expo, is taking over the downtown convention center. Jillian Roach is the Expo's media manager. Jillian, how many people do you expect to be taking part in the expo?
This year we expect about 15,000 people.
And are these mostly local people or people who are coming to Albuquerque for the expo?
We have a larger population of people from the area, but we get people from all over the world coming here, Germany, Japan, New Zealand. They come from everywhere. And according to, I believe it was the Albuquerque Business Weekly, we generate $3 million for the city. That is the highest non-sports event that anyone brings in.
As I mentioned, visitors do frequently come in costume.
Yes. Cosplaying, which is the merging of costume and play, obviously. It's a way to really connect with the characters and really share with other people how much you love those characters by donning the costume and pretending to be them for the day. And they range from everything to $6,000 costumes that you spent a year making to costumes that cost you $50, $75 that you created with duct tape.
Lots of exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all your booths are sold out.
Yeah. There's a wide range of things. We have local comic book stores that will be selling comic books and other paraphernalia like that. In fact, everything we do, we always think local first. Many of our comic book guests are local comic creators and local comic book artists. We also offer a lot of panels with celebrity and comic book guests. Last year, we created our own bridge, a starship bridge, think Star Trek, where you can go in with your own crew and it's interactive and you complete a mission on the bridge. And so we'll have that again this year.
I know that you describe yourself as a comic book geek.
Yes.
What are you, Jillian, looking forward to in the 3 days of the expo?
I love getting to speak with the creators and the actors. I love getting to know other fans and to be able to relate with them in an environment that sort of encourages us to be as geeky as possible about these things.
And unlike most of the conventions of pop culture and comic books that take place across the country, the Albuquerque Comic Expo is actually a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, we're an educational nonprofit that focuses on literacy specifically. New Mexico has a very high rate of either illiterate or functionally literate adults. We all know, I mean, everyone says that love of reading starts at a young age, and it comes not just from the schools, but more importantly from the parents. Pop culture and comic books is a great way to get people excited about reading by connecting it to the things that they love. You know, you start with watching a Batman movie, and then you're picking up a Batman comic, and all of a sudden you're reading with your kids, and it's creating lifelong readers who love it and who are strong readers and will continue to do that as adults and continue to do that with their kids.
Jillian Roach helps manage the Albuquerque Comic Expo. The fourth annual celebration of pop culture is June 27th, 28th, and 29th in Albuquerque's Downtown Convention Center. For information, visit abqcomicexpo.com. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.